This week in the Missouri Senate, we review conclusion of the second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly.
We couldn't get to other important work until we had finished our constitutional obligations.
We plan to filibuster.
The week opened with time spent on one of the more anticipated measures of the year. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold sponsors Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83. This resolution, upon voter approval, would modify provisions relating to constitutional amendments.
These policies are too important to play procedural games with, and I'm looking forward to having the further discussion.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he continues to oppose this idea.
This is not a bill like we did on, you know, the education bill or all these other bills that we've had to negotiate because we're in the super minority.
Senate Substitute Number 4 for Senate.
Senator Coleman brought the resolution back to the floor of the Missouri Senate just after 2:30 on Monday afternoon.
And it is my hope that we're able to move through this resolution, that we have it truly agreed and finally passed, and can move to other work.
During discussion on the proposal, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City mentioned the portion of the resolution that was removed from the original version was restored in the Missouri House of Representatives.
Scary hypotheticals have been thrown out there. Well, what about St. Louis? What about Kansas City? It is not a real threat because this is already outlawed.
Voters can circumvent the legislature
filibuster to remove misleading language from the initiative petition reform bill.
Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City says she has seen some issues bypass the legislature courtesy of the initiative petition process.
And that's really on the initiative petition side, how you see that process really playing out on many subjects.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis is among those Missouri senators who opposes changing the threshold for getting ballot measures passed in the Show Me State.
I was extremely proud of the hard work from all my colleagues to fight to preserve Missouri's right to participate in the democratic process and was honored to fight along with them.
There are three senators.
Shortly before 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon, Senator Coleman withdrew her original motion.
Mr. President, we do not have a number of senators who are willing to allow a vote to take place on an underlying motion right now. If a motion were made using extraordinary measures, I believe that that vote would fail.
During discussion, Senator Arthur says she knew this could have gone differently.
The majority decided that they'd like to see a Senate function and not use what we all know would be a pretty destructive tool to shut down debate.
If Senate Joint Resolution 74 et al. Had been approved, the governor would have then decided which election would see this ballot question. The governor now has fewer than a dozen Missouri Senate bills and more than a couple dozen measures from the Missouri House of Representatives to consider. We will talk more about these measures as the interim progresses. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.